KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. And John, as you undoubtedly know by now, Emmy nominations today. Some familiar ones and some new ones.
And probably not a lot of celebrating at the major TV networks either.
Yeah, the broadcast networks have not done that well. If it weren't for comedy and Juliana Margulies and The Good Wife in drama, they would be largely shut out. Big Bang Theory and Modern Family and 30 Rock are all nominated in the comedy series, so they have that, along with the cable shows Curb Your Enthusiasm, the new HBO show Girls, and the new HBO show Veep. That's HBO with the three other nominees in the category. But as far as drama series, not a single nomination.
No, it's HBO's Boardwalk Empire, AMC's Breaking Bad, PBS's Downton Abbey, HBO's Game of Thrones, Showtime's Homeland, and AMC's Mad Men. And I think in some ways reflects something that we've talked a lot about in the past, is that, you know, the nature, the future of television is becoming much more of a niche business. And there are shows that have their core constituencies. They may not be huge, but they're loyal, they're fervent, and they keep these shows on the air, and they clearly connect with Emmy voters.
Yeah, I mean, the broadcast networks still have, you know, the big tent, all the eyeballs, as they like to say. But certainly from a creative standpoint, a lot of writers, actors, even from the movie business, yearn for the comparative freedom of cable. And you can certainly make an argument that this is a golden age for cable TV shows.
Absolutely. And I think it does reflect that among creative people, among screenwriters, some directors, certainly actors, if you look at the Emmy nominations today, you will see that television for a lot of people is incredibly attractive. There's not going to be months and months and months of script notes. It is going to be more filmmaker-driven. It's going to be a little bit, dare I say, auteur-driven, that these shows are going to reflect the personality and the interest of their creators. It's not going to be a horse by committee. And that's why I think you see people like Don Cheadle and Nicole Kidman, Kevin Costner, and people that we largely associate with movie roles getting nominated for great work in television.
Yeah, I will say that in terms of the nominations, the TV Academy seems to be a little bit conflicted because there are certain areas in which they go to the tried and true. They nominate, you know, Big Bang Theory and Modern Family again and again, and those are certainly entertaining shows. But there are a bunch of new shows in contention. HBO has Girls and Veep. Showtime has a lot of nominations for Homeland. FX has a lot of nominations for American Horror Story.
As I said about the creative talent, if you look even deeper into the nominations, like directing for a miniseries, movie, or dramatic special, it echoes what we've been talking about. Now, this is not a category that a lot of people pay attention to, but it's reflective of what's going on within television. Jay Roach, a film director, nominated for Game Change. Kevin Reynolds, a film director, nominated for Hatfield and McCoys. Philip Kaufman, filmmaker, nominated for Hemingway and Gellhorn. So again, I think there's a lot of great work going on in television. And the question is the migration going to continue? And in some ways, is this going to be a brain drain for the movie business?
Well, the movie business has been rejecting a lot of these people because, of course, as you know, the movie business doesn't want to necessarily make adult dramas and interesting, risky stuff. So the Avengers, yes. Something interesting maybe with Kevin Spacey, not so much.
Yes. So if you're interested in doing Avengers 2, 3, 4, and 5, stick to the movie business. If you're interested in doing drama and comedy shows, go to television.
Money's not as good, but the opportunities are there. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Kim.
That's John Horn in the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.